Secretary of State Matt Schultz discovered more than 3,500 non-U.S. citizens who are in Iowa legally are also registered to vote in this state. Now he wants to check those names against a federal database to see how many are now legal U.S. citizens, and thus qualified to vote. Before a legislative rules committee yesterday, Schultz distanced himself from other states' controversial voter ID laws.
I want to be very clear that this is not what other states have done. I would say this is an anti-purge rule. Nobody has been taken off the lists in Iowa. Nobody. Because they've been challenged for not being a citizen. This is a process where we do have to inform voters.
That process is this. A letter is sent to one of those non-citizen registered voters. The letter says, essentially, explain yourself. If no response, a second letter is sent, explaining that what they're doing is a Class D felony. And if they aren't a citizen, they should request removal from the voter registration list. But Joe Henry, with the League of United Latin American Citizens, said immigrants may have difficulty getting documents to prove their citizenship within the given time frame. And those letters can be intimidating to even legal citizens.
If they were to receive a letter that states that they may have committed a felony, it's very hard for them to understand. If you spent your childhood or most of your life in another country such as Mexico, different government, something was brought up, you were accused of something, you might be immediately thrown into jail. They might think the same here.
Secretary of State Matt Schultz says the whole point of this rule is to avoid that.
No individual race is being targeted here. We were not looking at last names to match this only. We were taking driver's license numbers, date of birth, and individuals who have alien numbers, because without that alien number, we can't do the match.
Taking it one step further, Democratic Senator Tom Courtney of Burlington is questioning some of the federal funding Schultz is using with these rules. Schultz is spending Help America Vote Act money to pay a state agent from the Division of Criminal Investigation to look into almost one-third of the more than 3,500 possible non-citizen voters who cast ballots in the 2010 election. Here's Senator Courtney at the hearing.
My district has the largest concentration of Latinos in the state. And as I go door to door in my district, they are scared to death of this. They think that what you're trying to do is stop them from voting.
Actually, though, the state's deadline for removing voters from the rolls has passed. So an intimidated voter staying home on election day could be the only impact on the hotly contested presidential race. At the State House, I'm Clay Masters, Iowa Public Radio News.